Now ask the expert on News 95.7. Your chance to talk directly to the movers and shakers. Here's Dan Allstrand with some inside information and knowledge that you can't get anywhere else.
Two minutes after 11 o'clock, a Saturday morning. How are you, Halifax? Winter's over. Well, maybe not, but the forecast is certainly looking that way. Temperatures above zero. I think on Wednesday we might see 7 degrees. Can you believe it? It's about time. Perfect for that snow and ice to start melting. And that means it's perfect weather for your basement to start leaking. Don't worry. I don't want to stress you out on a Saturday, but we have a solution for you sitting right here in the studio this morning. Please welcome back to Ask the Experts, Corey and Jared from Ridgeback Basement Systems. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
I'm full of energy today, eh?
Yes, you are.
Seven degrees did it.
What happens when I get an extra coffee in the morning?
It's hard to believe we're happy at -7, eh?
-7, and everybody's cheering, but it's looking like maybe that the winter's back is starting to get a little broken here, and I know that's going to make you guys pretty busy. So we're going to give you some information today that you won't be able to get anywhere else, because this is Ask the Experts, and this is what we do. Jared, maybe we should set the table a little bit before we start, and you can explain to the people out there today, what is it exactly that Ridgeback Basement Systems does?
Thanks, Dan. Good morning. We are basement waterproof specialists, crawl space repair specialists, and foundation. We do some foundation support works, too. When we introduce ourselves to homeowners every day, daily, we make sure they understand that that's what we do. That's what we specialize in. And we're part of a network of about 400 dealers in some 6 countries. I've met people in South Africa doing this. So that being said, when we go into people's homes, we want them to have confidence in the fact that we're the right people for the job. No matter what the project is, what their budget is, we can work with them to accomplish the goals to get the dry basement crawl space repair that they want.
And you guys are focusing solely on basements. You're not doing everything else. You're not roofing and you're not framing. You guys are the basement experts.
Absolutely. I can certainly go up on the roof and help you out a little bit, but if it leaks, I am not responsible. I can't do roofing.
But you can fix my basement.
Yes, I can.
Or my crawl space. And that's something we're going to focus a little bit on today, because we've done shows in the past where we focused on basements and we've mentioned these nasty places under people's houses that are called crawl spaces. A couple of people asking me on the street, Dan, what exactly is, do I have, where, what is a crawl space? So this is a perfect opportunity, Corey. What is a crawl space?
Well, Dan, actually, we just define a crawl space as a smaller height basement. So typically, it's usually in our business about 4 feet and below. We see an average crawl space of about 3 feet. With that in mind, we both see dirt floor crawl spaces and concrete crawl spaces.
So it doesn't have to be a dugout. It can be actually a quote-unquote finished basement with concrete in it.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. We see nastiness in both of those. And one of the things that we experience with the crawl spaces is that homeowners don't necessarily go down there. It's tiny. They shut the door, they basically lock it and never visit it again. And with that, a lot of nastiness happens because they're not active in there, or they're not taken care of properly. And of course, that's one of the things that we're going to talk about today, is those dirt floor crawl spaces in particular.
A lot of people think that those crawl spaces under their houses is just wasted space. It's just place for somebody to get at to look at the ductwork or to run electrical and stuff. But these you can use these things, right? If they're dry and they're in good shape.
For sure. We've helped some homeowners gain that usable storage space back. I'll just give you a real quick example. We worked with a homeowner there in December, and that homeowner was spending some good money, I'll say, at one of the local storage places. He was spending a few hundred dollars a month on that. So times 12, I mean, you're $3,600. We came in and gained him usable storage and usable space back, and it actually, you know, it paid, more than paid for itself in the first year, not to mention all the energy efficiency and all that nastiness that has now stopped going into his home.
Nastiness. I know, Jared, you've off the air described some of the things. What are some of the sort of commonalities or the problems that you find in the average crawl space that people aren't using? Are they really disgusting?
Salamanders, big spiders the size of your thumb. I mean, those things aren't friendly for people. People don't like, that's one of the reasons they don't go down there. The humidity factor that goes along with a unusable space like that is also probably, you know, that's one of the biggest things that can affect the health of your home and the structure of it. So along with getting that space back for you, making it usable, we're also doing a big favor for the structure and the floors which may be cold above it.
And it doesn't take an engineer to figure out what the issue is. I mean, when you have a wet space and you have wood, that creates mold, doesn't it?
Mold and eventually structural issues if it's not dealt with. Absolutely.
So I have a crawl space. I don't go down there. It's disgusting. What's the solution? Do you have to jack my house up? I mean, I've seen that around where people have actually lifted it up and built basements and found it, fixed the foundation and stuff, and it looks like that's a massive project.
It's bigger than the typical treatment, which is called a clean space encapsulation. But that's one of the things when we walk in to meet a homeowner, we want to make sure we understand what their goals are. If you want to do that, we can do that. We've done that. We can actually jack it, or we could put a concrete, basement. We could put a new slab in. But, you still have some issues down there that need to be dealt with, and one of them is humidity, and that comes from concrete and or dirt crawl spaces. People just want to use the space, then we can do a clean space encapsulation and totally deal with that.
Yeah, Dan, so we break it down into four steps, actually. Mm-hmm. And first and foremost is taking care of groundwater seepage. So if we wrap it, we don't want to create a waterbed. And we don't want to have all that water underneath. So we have to manage that water. And with that, it could be some internal trenching products. We've got many different types of products that can tackle that. And typically, if we're tackling this from the interior, we would look at a pumping device as well to get that water outside and away from the home.
It's something we've talked about in the past is that, you can do all the repairs to the problem inside as much as you want. But if you don't address what is causing that problem, you're spinning your wheels.
For sure. And when we look at, I say, those four steps about crawl spaces, step number two is really sealing it off from the outside air. So if you got a broken window or you got cracks or even a door that's off its hinges, and allowing a lot of that cool air in the wintertime, or I should say cold air in the wintertime, and in the summertime there's a lot of humid air that comes in. Or if there's vents or things like that are access to the outside air, we want to kind of close those off and stop that humidity and cold from coming in. And another thing there is we want to seal that off from the earth. So wherever there's earth on the outside of the walls as well as the floor, so that's where we would come in and wrap it, and I guess the fourth step would be dehumidification.
So is there a common problem for crawl spaces? I mean, is something that's the go-to problem with these things, or is it dependent on each individual case?
Each case will be different. I mean, I've seen crawl spaces dry as a bone. It's got the reverse. It's just dry, like dusty dry. So the level of solution that we provide the homeowner will depend on their goals, what they want to accomplish, and the conditions that are underneath their house and what we need to do to address that.
Our telephone number is 1-877-801-8255, 405-6000. Again, I'll say those numbers, 1-877-801-8255, 902-405-6000 here in Halifax. If you have a question for our good friends from Ridgeback Basement Systems, that was going to be my next question. There are these dugout basements are all over the place here in Nova Scotia because there's a lot, and they're mostly, and you might say I'm wrong here, most of them are on older homes, I would think. And some people may not have had an issue with these things for 30 years. Is that something, should I just not worry about it? Just lock her up and let her be?
No, that would be the reverse. You should worry about it because 30 years of untreated humidity, we have actually moisture readers that we put into the wood to measure the structure, the moisture in the structure. And like Corey said a minute ago, when we're finished the dehumidification process, we actually have a machine that can kind of reverse that and take not only the humidity out of there, but draw the moisture out of the structure inside that crawl space once it's fully encapsulated and done correctly.
Yeah, I've even been in some crawl spaces that it's raining. And one of the things that we see some do-it-yourself homeowners attempt to do is they'll line the ceiling of the crawl space, so the joist area. There's insulation that's put up in there.
Vapor barrier, and that's it, right?
Yeah, and then they'll put a plastic vapor barrier over the wood itself. And we've seen so much moisture collect in that vapor barrier. And again, I've seen the crawl spaces raining. You tap the wood, and there's water that'll drip out of the wood. Just nastiness.
And that's not, I mean, we're talking, not necessarily an expensive repair, but if you think about, okay, if I don't fix this or I don't address this problem and that wood keeps getting eaten away by this water, how big a project is it to fix that, if you can even do that?
Right. And we have a meter. We measure our success rate. It's called Chris. And basically, if Chris can jam his body into a crawl space 18 inches, we can get it done and fix it. So there's different solutions. And, you know, the place where you can sort of stand up in, you can get some usable space. And we have different layers of a sandwich that goes on the bottom to accomplish the goals that they want for that space. Whereas the 18-inch one, well, nobody's going to get in there and store things, but we can still get in there and encapsulate it, you know, with a few less steps.
You talk about encapsulate. Well, what exactly is the process?
Well, we have a product, which is called Clean Space, that I'm going to use a really short version.
Yeah,
it goes on the floor with a couple of things underneath, one for insulation, one for drainage, and we seal that, and we grommet it against the concrete walls or whatever the walls are. We figure out a way to seal that above and on the walls so that the floor remains and the earth remains separate from inside the structure so it's dry.
Yeah, and in simple terms, it's kind of like a pool liner.
Yeah.
It's super, super tough. It is antimicrobial, so there's no mold or mildew or anything that can adhere to it or attach itself to it. And it's clean. It's a white face to it, so it brightens everything up. So homeowners that are looking for that, I'll say a lot of our homeowners that have a 3 or 4 foot crawl space, now they have a beautiful bright white area underneath there. So it actually... no rain, no moisture, and it's really sealing it off from that earth on the outside.
I have a vision of putting something in there that's like, does it breathe? Obviously it would, or it would just be like putting a plastic bag down there, and it would just make things worse, right?
No, it's actually a vapor barrier. So we are sealing it off from the outside earth. We don't seal the ceiling portion. And, I mean, if you look at the natural airflow in a house, it's called the stack effect, that air comes into your basement or crawl space and it goes out through your attic. So with that, we're not sealing this crawl space off completely 100% that there's no airflow, because that's probably would do more harm than good. We're sealing it off from the air. So no moisture is coming in from your walls or your floor.
Our telephone number is 1-877-801-8255, 405-6000 here in Halifax. Going to take a break. When we come back, more information from our good friends at Ridgeback Basement Systems. Six minutes after 11 o'clock, a Saturday morning. This is Ask the Experts. I say Axe all the time.
Excellent.
It's my street cred coming out, maybe. Anyway, welcome back to the program. Corey and Jared from Ridgeback Basement Systems are here to answer your questions. Our telephone lines are open, 1-877-801-8255, 405-6000. We're talking about crawl spaces, and they are quite nasty from the descriptions I've been hearing about these things. And we, before the break, we're talking sort of about what the solution is, but we were talking about humidity. And I would imagine even if you do address the problem and you stop it, it doesn't take an engineer to figure out that these things are below ground and condensation happens, right? Is there a solution to that? Do you guys, are you able to get that humidity out of the basement once you fixed it?
Yeah, Dan, we actually have a product. We call it a basement air system or a crawl space air system. And it's a dehumidifier on steroids. However, it's more than just a dehumidifier. It's an air system, so it's a filtration and takes all that nastiness out of the potential crawl space there as well, like the mold and the dust mites and down to the smallest of micron size. So it's kind of cleaning your air as well. We have a lot of homeowners that try to, I'll say, tackle their basement humidity or their crawl space humidity with the over-the-counter hardware store-bought dehumidifiers.
We know what we're talking about. The one you plug into the wall, usually they're brown or they're white and they have a little bucket on them, and you throw them in the corner and they chug away and you dump the bucket, if you remember. I never did. Once a while when it's full, and that takes care of the problem, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And actually, a lot of homeowners turn their dehumidifier off because they're tired of emptying that bucket. So they've got all this moisture and water in the air, but they're kind of a little lazy and don't want to keep venturing down into their basement or crawl space to empty it. And that's one of the biggest problems, is that the dehumidifier that's used in these situations is just not powerful. And it's not powerful enough to circulate the air. I mean, you're talking a fairly big, large space. And one of the other challenges there is they're not self-draining. Or you can buy self-draining, of course, and we provide a self-draining dehumidifier. And really, when you're looking at a 3-foot crawl space, you're going to use it, but you don't want to go down there on an hourly basis to empty these things. Yeah, it's just that the in a lot of those store-bought ones, the fan is just really small and it doesn't circulate the air.
You were saying that it's pretty easy to sort of debunk the myth that these things work, Jared.
Excuse me?
These dehumidifiers work. You say it's, sometimes you can turn them off and you get better air.
Oh, well, that, yeah, there's other products out there which I'm not going to pick on here, but that I can actually go in that have been installed in people's homes and ask them to turn them off for 24 hours and call me back, and I can show them how our machine can actually help the situation instead of just sort of put a Band-Aid on it. And like Corey said, these machines, they run air around 300 cubic feet per minute. So if you stuck one of the flags from the flag emporium, you would see the flag go straight out. Mm-hmm. And they have a MERV 11 filtration system built into them, which filters out the spores, the mildew, all that nastiness, and a charcoal filter on top of that. So, you know, if you're comparing ours versus theirs, there is, you know, and it's not much of a comparison at all.
We mentioned that you can address these issues, but one of the issues, obviously, with the crawl space is water and the need to pump that stuff out of there. Do you use the same kind of pump that you would use, say, in a basement setting? Because I'm thinking of size-wise. If you've only got an 18-inch crawl space, do you have to dig a sump and put a regular-sized pump in there, or how does that work?
And I love that. That's a lot of questions we get when we first get into people's crawl spaces. You know, how do I fix this? Well, we start with an assessment to see, do you have water or don't you? You know, what level of humidity is there? And if you do need a pump, then, yeah, we have pumps that are made by a pump company named Zoeller, and if people are really bored at midnight and want to Google it, they certainly can. And they're the best in the market when it comes to moving water at a certain rate over a certain height. And you'll notice that if you dig around a lot on the specs for some of these pumps that are sold by other retailers, that they are, you know, the head height on them is pretty much a zero, where, you know, depending on the height and the depth of your basement, you're going to need to pump that water that's in there up and then out.
Well, that's just it. And we've talked about pumps in the past, and I never really thought about it before. You know, everybody's seen the pump at the hardware store where it's got the motor on top, and you stick it in the sump, and it pumps away, and you can see the water coming in, and that's fine. But basements are underground, and you have to put the water somewhere. And sometimes basements can be really deep where they're the ability to move that water, you have to move it over a long distance, and you have to have a pump that's able to do that, right?
Absolutely. And with that, Dan, these pumps have ratings, and a lot of times they rate that they'll throw the water sideways and not necessarily pump 8 feet high and then a distance outside your home. Zoeller does have the best ratings, and we use those products. There's a couple of other key points with those Zoeller pumps that we use is that they're a cast iron pump. So they're not plastic.
Not going to rust on you.
They're not going to, well, they are tough. And that's one of the biggest things. And they have a mechanical float switch to it. Those pumps that you were talking about there that you possibly purchase. I mean, we've seen those, and I'm sure there's a lot of listeners that can relate to this. They've been anchored to a piece of wood. They've been tied up. They've been braced against some cement or concrete.
Milk crates.
Yeah, we love seeing the milk crate or the sauerkraut bucket. We see a lot of those for sump liners. So it's almost like Johnny pickup truck out there dumped out the sauerkraut and put the bucket in and just threw a pump in it.
I hope he ate it at least. Now, that's another good point, is that when you have this done, it's not just about, and I'm going to hold my hand up here on the radio and say that I've done this, and I've talked about my grandmother's crawl space and her dugout basement in the past. I can remember a flood, I can remember grandma calling, and dad and I going with our shovel, and stopping at the local hardware store on the way, and digging a sump, and just digging a hole to make it the lowest spot in the basement, because water goes to the lowest spot. And putting that pump in that hole, and that fixed the problem. But I can remember very shortly after having to replace the pump because it stopped working and it was full of dirt and everything else. It's a process, right? It's not just digging a hole and sticking a pump in it?
No, there's a complete process to this. And the liners we have, the pump stands that keep the pumps out of the dirt and debris. You know, every once in a while, every year, you've got to go down and take a look at it anyway. Yeah. People don't sometimes, right? So we've got precautions. We've got things that look after that to a certain degree. The pump stands and the liners are key parts. And so are the battery backups, which, by the way, if your pump has no power, it doesn't work.
Yeah, and that's important because most of the time when we have a big storm in Nova Scotia and the water starts flowing and your basement starts filling up with water, I'm going to say a good 7 times out of 10, there's also no power, and that's an issue.
And that's when you need your pump the most.
Yes.
When it's nasty, stormy, rainy outside, and water's coming in your basement. Yeah, we always recommend providing that homeowner peace of mind. So as Jared mentioned earlier, building a plan that is right for that homeowner. We've got homeowners that travel quite a bit, and when they go away, they want to make sure that they're backed up. And that's through a battery backup pumping device. We have a lot of questions. Oh, well, I have a generator. I'll just plug that in. Well, you got to be awake to plug in your generator.
And
you got to be home to plug in your generator. So if you're doing any traveling or just even out shopping.
Or at work or whatever. Work.
Absolutely, Dan.
And I had somebody compare us to somebody else this week. And it occurred to me that I forgot to say this to people. I'm going to say it on the radio because we have a battery backup pumping system, not a car battery, sitting beside your existing one pump. Our battery backup system consists of a huge battery hooked to a separate pump in the same bucket, doubling the capacity of the pump, so that if the main pump failed for whatever reason, let's say that you had a battery backup car battery sitting beside your one pump and the pump failed because of mechanical failure. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Well, the battery is going to do no good because the pump failed. So we've got double redundancies built into our system to protect people's homes, not just the same pump running on a battery.
Running out of time, I got a tweet from a listener out there, Corey. We've talked about assessments and that when you have a problem, you guys go into somebody's basement and you take a look around. How long does that take?
To do our due diligence, we are not the guys that write an estimate on the back of a business card and pass it over and just have a really quick look. We want to build a plan with that homeowner. A standard assessment is about 90 minutes. I mean, in a crawl space, sometimes even just to crawl from one side to another and take some measurements and, yeah, and really dig through can take some time. And these are big decisions for a homeowner to make. So we want to make sure we're providing them the best possible information so that we can build a plan together.
And you give them that in writing, and then you don't have to make that decision on the spot. They can look over it and make that decision?
Dan, well, we're also in sales.
Yes.
So we prefer decisions to be made right then and there, but that's not reality.
No.
With that, the biggest thing about our company is we work with those homeowners. We want to work with them to build what's right for them. Jared touched on it a couple of times. Every situation is different, and we have a number of different products for whatever that situation is. And you may have heard me mention this on the air before. If all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. We're not that company. We have different solutions for whatever the issue is. And I know you like our coin saying they're all things basement-y. We're definitely the below-ground experts.
Lots of great information here on the program today, Corey. Best way to get in touch with you guys is?
Well, actually, just for a quick plug there, we're live at the Sports and RV Show this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have a booth set up there. So if there's any listeners out there that wanted to stop by and talk about their basement-y issues, we are live. If you can't make it, we've got lots of home shows coming up all across the Maritimes that we're usually at. And in addition to that, we've got a very informative website, and that's probably the easiest way. And our web address there is www.ridgebackbasement.ca.
Jared?
Yep.
Corey? Appreciate the time. We're out of time, and that is another edition of Ask the Experts. You've been listening to us on News 95.7.